It's time for the emergency break of the week.
You just can't get enough. There's just Viagra all over the floor.
Roughneck.
He's just breathing so hard as the door opens.
Okay.
One walks out and the cane pulls another one in.
He's going to robe the whole season.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He gets a stuck in the door jam.
Okay. Stop it.
Funny.
I dumped it.
Why?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You can't say that. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I don't know. I got caught up in the moment. I got excited for Norm as the Bachelor.
I think we just had the best e-news ever.
As Norm shuts the door, one of his testicles gets caught and stuck on the other side of the door. And he, like, turns around to, and his sack gets distended.
He walks, like, 20 feet away and doesn't notice.
But it's still just kind of normal. Looks down like, okay. Okay. Well, something's kind of off a bit.
Oh, my God. Let's see who gets to break the hardest this week. On the little ticket.
The e-break brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration at advancedhair.com. We're going to give you three Super Bowl candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Okay, candidate number one comes to us from the hard line, and we'll hear some more Corby laughs here. Bob was doing Steve Tisch story. It involves being in the Epstein files and trafficking, and then unfortunately says this, and man, you can't get away with anything on the hard line, especially Bob when he's surrounded by Davey and Corby,
a bunch of hyenas tearing into his carcass.
And there's a lot of that right here. Check this out.
These leagues, they are customer-based businesses.
They are,
and we have a reputation to uphold. So I don't know. We'll continue to follow that story very closely as we get Chinese tonight.
Oh, man. That'll do it.
Did we just...
We're not trafficking Chinese women.
Jeez, Bob.
Dave!
Well, the way he said it, you ended your whole human trafficking sex island update with, and by the way, we're going out to
we'll think
Chinese.
About it as we're going to go get some Chinese tonight.
Don't you put those words
in
my
mouth. Well, that's what you said.
That is not what I said.
By the way, we're going to ease all this pain by getting some Chinese.
What a jerk.
Just
I mean, Chinatown is the best place.
Yeah, it is.
Two jerks.
Yeah.
That's all you need?
Man.
Well, we're out of time. Man, that dang hard line is something else. That is what Bob said, and even he caught himself because he had to say food at the end of it. Food. And do you think
some Chinese tonight?
And do you think that Bob is really going to continue to monitor this story, as he says there at the end?
No. That was a hollow promise to the listener.
All right, one more time real quick just to hear the punching.
These leagues, they are, customer-based businesses.
They are.
And we have a reputation to uphold, so I don't know. We'll continue to follow that story very, very closely as we get Chinese tonight.
Oh, man. That'll do it.
Did we just...
We're not trafficking Chinese women.
Jeez, Bob.
Dave!
Well, the way he said it, you ended your whole human trafficking sex island update with, and by the way, we're going out to
we'll think
Chinese.
About it as we're going to go get some Chinese tonight.
Don't you put those words in
my mouth.
Well,
that's what you said.
That is not what I said.
By the way, we're going to ease all this pain by getting some Chinese.
What a jerk.
Just a
I mean, Chinatown is the best place.
Yeah, it is.
Two jerks.
Yeah.
That's all you need?
Man.
Well, we're out of time. All right, there's Bob, candidate number one. Candidate number two, this comes to us from Sunday morning, and I guess it's pretty early Sunday morning, because EA Azad fell asleep in the producer's chair, and they had him mic'd up. He was mic'd up at the half here on the ticket.
I mean, that match went on for so long.
I was like,
there's got to be some lasting effects that'll maybe, you know, show up in the final, but they didn't.
I like how the sets progressed.
Right.
Going one way and the other.
It really did. It was a back and forth. Hold on. We're going live to EA snoring in the producer chair. He was so tired of y'all's tennis talk.
I thought this was just a drop. I thought Connor was messing with us. All right, so, well.
EA Azad is asleep.
Oh,
he's back
up.
Oh, back up.
How we doing, EA?
Sounds good.
Unreal.
What was your take on the Aussie Open final, EA?
I thought Novak deserved to win.
In what way?
He deserved to win, and I think that Alcaraz is a poser.
That guy was dead asleep 8 seconds ago and had woke up with a hot
take.
Had an HSO.
Professional
right there.
Broadcaster people.
Don't scream into the mic.
Oh my God.
That is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
That he's that far asleep but can have a take. As soon as he wakes up.
Yes.
I think he was going to say that no matter what they were talking about, though. That's the problem. Like, if they had been talking about football,
he would have woken up.
And I will disagree with his proclamation that he's a professional broadcaster.
Yeah.
He was asleep 5 seconds earlier on the air.
How professional is that?
I'm an excellent broadcaster.
And is that a bad sign when you're a producer, you're even putting him to sleep? The guy who is paid to listen to your show
right.
And to be involved.
Oh, man, EA, he is amazing.
Yeah, did it make them rethink their topic?
Yes. Maybe your topic selection isn't right.
EA is candidate number two. And then here from the Super Bowl just yesterday, we have a bear trap that Corby stepped into. They had Josie Altidore on to talk. I'm assuming they were talking World Cup yesterday.
Yeah, U.S. soccer star.
Yeah. And his wife is Sloane Stephens, noted tennis player, so Corby loves tennis. So, again, it involves tennis in an e-break. And this happened.
That would be cool to go to the opener down there in Azteca.
Yeah.
Some of the games in Mexico City. So I plan to be a social butterfly. I want to get around and do some stuff and really live it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
So your wife, who I'm a big tennis hound.
Okay.
Uh-oh. What?
Nothing.
This is good.
He's bracing.
You
don't have to brace.
Were you guys dating?
You just
when
tell
she,
him to knock it off if you want.
Were you dating?
We should probably knock it off.
No. Were you dating when she won the U.S. Open?
Yes.
You were?
Yes.
Okay. Was that cool?
It was great.
Okay.
Great experience.
All right. I feel like that there's... Am I stepping into a bear trap here?
No.
You guys are all good. All right, that's what I was stepping into. Uh-oh.
Are the Bills okay?
All I wanted...
The Bills are great. Long live Josh Allen. And listen, on and upwards in 2026. Got a new stadium.
There you go.
We are so excited, by the way.
Open
air. We're keeping the Buffalo theme. So I might have you actually in that outfit shoveling snow now.
Okay,
now
so
I'm ready.
So
now
people
ready.
Don't know about Josie.
Yeah.
He has a stake in the Buffalo Bills.
So I was here for that.
Okay.
I was sitting at the table for that yesterday with the Hardline, and as soon as Corby said, your wife, Josie got this look on his face where he was bracing and he kind of reared up and just stared at Corby. Eyes got real big. And that's why Corby immediately starts to hesitate, and then Bob's hesitating. And
yeah.
A little bit of breaking news.
So apparently they aren't doing so well, or
right.
They now there's nothing, we haven't found any record of the announcement that they've split.
No, but it sounds like they are separated or on their way to a divorce, because afterwards Corby said, "I'm sorry," and Altidore said, "Don't worry, you didn't know."
Right.
Good stuff, Corby.
Now, right after he took off his headset, I was also here. He took off his headset and he turned towards me and asked, "Hey, was that live?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh, okay." So I think he was about to ask, "Hey, if it was recorded, could you guys maybe take that out?"
Right. Right.
So it did bother him enough that he was about to request that it not be.
Right.
Oh my.
Or it was a break.
So incredibly awkward.
I couldn't
awkward.
Imagine ever being in that scenario.
You were in that exact scenario.
I would never make that
You
mistake.
Invented the bear trap.
Here at the Super Bowl with Marissa Miller, the SI swimsuit model, and you said, "Now you're married to an NFL player," and her PR crew behind you was waving you off.
It was pretty violent.
Because she and Jim Miller had divorced 2 years earlier or something.
Her current husband was then with her.
He was standing back
not happy.
Behind her. And
all right.
They walked away arguing. So
we got a vote. Is it Bob? Is it EA? Or is it Corby? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-brick?
All right, Greg. If it's not Colorado State Rams or James McMurtry, what can we bond over here? You know?
Neither.
Yeah, how about neither?
Yeah.
Can we think of something?
Hot dog. Yeah, voting.
Yeah,
voting
would be good.
I love chasing tornadoes. There's that.
Oh, gosh. All right.
I know. All right.
Okay.
EA.
Next.
He said EA.
Well, should we count his vote?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
We need votes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Bob getting jerked around over his oriental insensitivity and Hooter Brown.
I think that guy does the voice of Coco. What do you think
so?
Theory? Yeah, something about his voice just sounded like fake Coco.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, this is Cruz and Lito, and although I'm voting for EA, Killer wins the e-break for photo e-break of the week.
True.
He does. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins? Hello?
Hello? Do you have sports?
Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Happy Super Bowl, boys.
Happy Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Give me CPAP EA.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, George.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's the fake Brady Tom. How'd you know?
Okay. Oh, gosh. Right. You have a vote?
We all have an inner Brady Tom. Use the Brady Tom. And Bob.
Okay, go to the next voter.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hello?
Who's this?
You said tennis. I like ball. My father, he let me have the phone, so I could call George and say I like the ball.
Worst voting ever so far?
No, we're not even close to that. Wow. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, this is Alexander Ovechkin. And I've been drinking. I fell in fountain. I worry about Olympics. Sydney Crosby, baby, it's not so good, but I vote for Corby. Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
And I wake Friday morning and I listen online and I hear the e-break and it makes me sigh and I scream at the top of my lungs, I'm for EA.
That's pretty good to make that up that fast. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hello, George.
OG. Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
Just a wild guess.
Wild guess, very wild. Gordon, I hear you have a question for me.
I don't know. Do I?
Did
well,
you want to ask him something?
About circumcision yesterday.
What?
Circumcision?
You talk about the hot dog with bun?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Okay, well, we're going to vote for Crafty Bob and Chinese.
Okay. Thank you, Brady Tom. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George, I'd like to vote for Bob and want to know if you ever had a reverse plunger done on you, George.
I'm not sure what that is, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Dale Hillestray, Tony Tolbert, Dirk.
No, we're not talking 90s Cowboys, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
More music?
Yeah.
There. Oh, hey, what's up, guys? It's E-Break Man, and y'all talked about Rick Astley doing the Smiths. What if the Smiths did Rick Astley? And Josie's gonna give you all. Josie's gonna let you know.
Gosh.
Did he say something at the end?
No, I don't think so.
No vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah. Is Davey there?
No.
No, he's not.
Okay.
Hello? Triple fake Skelman, man.
Hey, stop man. Wasting our
you're
time.
Not even trying. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Serena.
There's your friend from
Del Young.
That's Del Young, yeah. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm voting for the e-break.
Okay.
It'll be the Sleepy Producer.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. E.A. Azad.
I mean, that match went on for so long. There's got to be some lasting effects that'll maybe, you know, show up in the final, but they didn't.
I like how the sets progressed.
Right.
Going one way and the other.
It really did. It was a back and forth. Hold on. We're going live to EA snoring in the producer chair. He was so tired of y'all's tennis talk.
I thought this was just a drop. I thought Connor was messing with us. All right, so well.
EA Azad is asleep.
Oh
he's back
out.
Up. Back
yeah.
up.
How we doing,
back
EA?
Sounds good.
Unreal.
What was your take on the Aussie Open final, EA?
I thought Novak deserved to win.
In what way?
He deserved to win, and I think that Alcaraz is a poser.
That guy was dead asleep 8 seconds ago and had woke up with a hot take. Had an HSO.
Professional
right there.
Broadcaster people. Of course.
Don't scream into the mic.
You know what else is bad about that?
Hmm.
Alcaraz is not a poser.
Yeah, it was a good take.
It was
yeah.
a terrible sports bit.
Takes.
How many wins is that for the Talking Bear?
That is EA's fourth win all time. He's 136 behind Norm. I'm going to go try and find my will to live again after that.
Let's go! Okay.